Welcome back to Keeping Up with the World, your very own geography-based podcast that integrates all four of the geological perspectives: environmental, economical, political, and social.
Yay!
Our world in 2019 is constantly changing, and many people find it difficult to keep up with the fast pace. By listening to our daily episodes, we hope that you're able to come out of the dark and prepare yourself for the near coming future. I'm your host, Julia XU. If you're new, then welcome to Keeping Up with the World. Our question of the day, sent by Oliver M. from Vancouver, is: how does political tension affect immigration between countries? Excellent question! Believe it or not, immigration between countries is like getting a promotion at work. Countries are dying for immigrants to migrate for reasons that not only benefit them, but the immigrants as well. It's practically a win-win situation.
Yay!
Through immigration, countries are able to expand their culture and bring faraway countries together. Have you ever been to Chinatown or Little Italy? Perhaps gone to a food festival such as the Taste of Danforth or the Korean Harvest Fest? If so, then you have solid evidence of the huge impact that immigration is able to make. To take an economical spin on this idea, economic migration is extremely valuable to economically growing countries such as Canada. Immigrants escaping from persecution or poverty are willing to work the crucial low-wage jobs that are usually empty, contributing to Canada's economy and government through taxes at the same time. Canada has the largest amount of immigrants compared to the rest of the G8 countries, the number reaching 20% of the population and constantly growing. However, Canada would not be the independent country it is today without the help of immigrants from across the globe. Our population is aging and birth rate is at an all-time low. The labor force is already shrinking due to the aging of the baby boomers, and our economy will suffer without the aid of immigration. So how does Canada attract immigrants? Definitely not with an unstable economy and a growing elderly population. Lucky for us, Canada has been an immigrant hotspot ever since Jacques Cartier first landed in 1534. If you think about it, Jacques Cartier is actually an immigrant, because the only legitimate Canadians would be the dwindling First Nations population. Since then, the Europeans and Chinese, closely followed by the rest of the world, have all been slowly taking residence in Canada and beginning the long generations that are still going on today. In a more modernized approach, factors such as freedom, safety, new opportunities, and a promising future would attract any family that no longer wants to live in their home country. Let's take Canada and China as an example. Push factors that would cause Chinese citizens to leave would be the population increase, for example, and enforcement of the one-child policy. Chinese people that wish to have a second child may have chosen to immigrate to Canada, as the opportunity of freedom was evident. Furthermore, pull factors such as the gold rush back in the 19th century brought many gold seekers from across the globe to stay in Canada. Speaking of China, the tariff war between the US and China is a really good example of the consequences political tension has on immigration patterns. For many years, the US has been the place to go for Chinese international students, as the advanced universities were a huge pull factor. A majority of the international student population consisted of Chinese students, and they supported the economy with their willingness to pay for education and their further contributions after graduating. These benefits for the US were all put on hold when China released a message to its international students, warning them of the dangers of staying there. Furthermore, scholarships to universities in the US were lessened, and overall contact with the US was not suggested by the government. With the pressure that the US was putting on China in regards to tariffs, it was only natural that China would react. In addition, violence and discrimination against the Chinese was very evident in the US, and many international students were affected by this. Therefore, there is an expected decline in Chinese international students in the near future, and many people are worried for the future of students currently staying abroad. However, many former US students are moving to countries such as Canada, the UK, and Australia. Of these countries, the reputation of Canada has grown immensely.
Yay!
Environmentally, it is believed that Canada has less pollution than the US and that people are healthier in general. Socially, Canadians are perceived as more accepting and easygoing and not as aggressive as Americans. Furthermore, immigrants are given more opportunities for a better quality of life in Canada, and our education system is just as advanced as those in the US.
Yay!
So, we can conclude that political tension has a huge impact on immigration patterns across the world, and the overall reputation of a country as well. The push factors for a specific country may not change, however, pull factors may begin to decrease as tensions rise. The example we looked at today concerned the US and China. However, there are many more that could be used to answer today's question. If you have any concerns or further questions for us, please feel free to send us an email or visit our website online. This has been your daily episode of Keeping Up with the World, and we hope you enjoyed today's discussion about political tension taking place right now. Julia XU, signing out.